In 1863, the Union proceeded with its plan to split the South and gain control of the Mississippi River. The Confederate fortification at Vicksburg, Mississippi, was the main obstacle. Union General William Sherman had already made a failed assault toward Vicksburg in December of 1862. President Lincoln approved a plan for capturing Vicksburg from the river, but General Ulysses S. Grant believed the greatest chance for success at Vicksburg would not come by the river, but by attacking it from the east, by land. Grant just needed a place to cross over. With Admiral Porter's fleet hurrying downstream past lazing Confederate guns, Grant took his 41,000 men over land through bayous and swamps. They would rendezvous 30 miles south of Vicksburg. Crossing over on April 30th, Grant marched his men without communication lines or supplies east towards Mississippi's capital, Jackson. He captured it on May 14th. On May 17th, Grant attacked Vicksburg from the east and laid siege upon the city for 48 days until the Confederates surrendered on July 4th. The same day, General Robert E. Lee began his retreat from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. 5 days later, and 150 miles further downstream, Port Hudson fell to Union General Nathaniel Banks, effectively giving the Union complete control of the Mississippi.